My title of this message is Faith and Some Crazy Friends. And I'm going to tell you what, I look around this room, I see some crazy friends, you know? But to have crazy friends, you're going to need some faith too with that. Amen? Well, it seems of recent, there's been a lot of talk, and you see this in the news and on social media and wherever that you're watching. You hear the words disunity, you hear the words separation, you hear the words of unity, trying to bring people back together, but more so, you know, people being divided. And let me tell you something, that is not a nice thing when people are divided, when people are separated, when people are in disunity. That's really horrible, actually. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I much prefer to be in oneness and wholeness and in unity and working together and accomplishing what needs to be done. But the past little while, we've all witnessed this and we've all seen this. You know, we've been told to separate and stay apart and, you know, be distance and all those things. And, you know, we understand the cause of that. You know, and this is not a political stance by no means. Don't get me wrong here. But, you know, we've been told this and it gives a mentality to people. It's like, oh man, I got to stay away from people, right? And that can be very dangerous, especially in the body of Christ as well, because when we're separated, we are not being effective in what we're supposed to be doing. Ooh. You see, ladies and gentlemen, human beings were not designed to be, you know, islandized and separated. We're social beings, you know? When God created us, right from the very get-go in the beginning, He made a companion for Adam, you know? Eve. You know, God created Adam for companionship, for friendship as well. And then we see that he multiplied, you know, and we see the people. People are meant to be around other people. Believers are meant to be around other believers. Come on now. And all throughout Scripture, we're going to look at this tonight. We're going to see where we're supposed to be connected up. We're supposed to be working together in unity, you know. And so we were not called to be a church, you know, disjointed, but we're called to be a church united. We're called to be a church banded together, helping one another out. And all throughout Scripture, we see instances of people coming together, and when they come together, we've seen amazing things take place. Come on now. You know, I don't know about you, but I like seeing amazing things take place. I get excited when I get to go to church because you never know what's going to happen. You never know when you're going to see Blake up here and dance. He was doing the Pastor Dave. That was pretty amazing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You know, when you start doing the Pastor Dave, you can't fake that. That's got to be the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you that right now, you know. And so you never know what's going to happen. When you come to church, church needs to be, you know, unexpected. You need to be coming, oh, what's going to happen next? Especially around here. You never know what's going to happen around here. I guarantee you, when you got a Pastor Ken on staff and a Pastor Roma, you know, you're going to hear something. Not sure what, but something. You're going to hear some good stuff, amen? It's good. All right. So, just this unity and this whatnot, you know, we've been talking about and this separation, you know, it's not cool. And I've seen the effects that it's caused to different people. And I've had conversation with people who, you know, man, I haven't seen my grandkids, or I haven't seen my parents, or I haven't seen this, or I, you know. And it's like, you can feel that they're missing something. They're missing that connection. Has anyone ever felt like that during the last little while? You've missed that connection with people? It's no fun, you know, when you miss that connection. You need that. Well, the Bible puts a fair amount of importance on the power of unity in the body of Christ, or the church. Turn over in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. And I'm going to show you some scriptures tonight, and then we're going to dissect a few more and have a good look at them. I have a hair or something in my mouth. There it is. Yuck. All right. Gross. Let me eat my mustache. Shave? What? Get thee behind me, Satan. It's my man, mane. 1 Peter 3:8. Y'all there? New Living. Finally! Woo! Everyone say finally.
Finally.
All of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted. Keep a humble attitude. You see, we should be of one mind. Doesn't say that we're supposed to be fighting and scratching and crawling at each other's necks. But finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Guys, you're always not going to agree on everything, but you can be civil. You can agree to disagree, and you can get along with one another. You can. You know, that should not be separating. I don't care what your view is on some of these things that's going on in the world right now, but see, we need to keep the most important thing the most important thing. And that's Jesus Christ is Lord. He's coming back, and people need to get saved. You know, I don't care if you're vaccinated or you're not vaccinated, if you're pro-convoy or anti-convoy, or if you're a Maple Leafs fan, or I do care if you're a Boston fan. I like you a little bit more. But, you know, but if you're a Montreal fan, we're praying for you. You know what I'm saying? We can sympathize with each other. But we're supposed to love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. You know? Nowhere in there does it say that we're supposed to be separated in that passage of Scripture. Nowhere does it say that we're supposed to be, you know, divided. But we work together. All right, let's look at another one. Romans chapter 12. Let's go over there. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 9. We're going to have a look at here real quick. And it says, just as our bodies have been parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility, what? Seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Everyone say that. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. I love that passage of Scripture. There's so much in there. You know? But verse 4, let's just look at verse 4 for a second. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function. You see, our bodies work together to make us us, okay? To make us work. Your heart and your liver and your kidneys and your lungs and your brain and all those veins and all those muscle things in there, and I don't know, you got things, I don't know what they are. I'm not a doctor, praise Jesus. But you know, you got things in there, and you need those things to work, you know? But what if one day, you know, your right foot decided, I don't want to be a foot anymore. You know, I want to be a nose. Well, it's just not going to work. You know, it just doesn't work that way. It's like, no, I'm peace out, I'm out of here. Well, you're going to be, you know, not even. You're going to be limping. You're going to be, you know, you're going to have issues moving around. What if your eyes decide, you know what? No, I'm out of here. I don't want to be eyes anymore. You know, I want to be ears. And they choose to take off. You know, you can't see. That's no fun. You know? Or if your ears is like, no, I don't want to be an ear. I want to be a mouth. Well, no, that's not the way it works. That's not what it's designed for. You see, first off, all of our body parts, they have certain functions that they do to work together. Come on now. And when they work together, you are a complete unit, and you're able to do what you need to do, right? Some of you guys, I'll have to talk about an engine of a car to get you to understand this. You know, that's more my language, you know, something mechanical. But a car has, you know, a motor in there which makes it run, and it has all types of, you know, mechanical moving parts and stuff in there, pistons, injectors, it has spark plugs and all types of wires and all types of shafts and bearings, all those things in there. But what happens if you choose to, you know, take out a piston out of your engine? Is it going to run very good? No, it's not. If you choose to take away your spark plugs, is it going to start? No, it's not. You know? It's not. You're going to be Fred Flintstone trying to push that thing around. It's not going to work. And it's the same thing with us, is that, you know, as the body of the of believers of the body of Christ, we are important to come together, work in unity to get the job done. And we've all been given different gifts and different abilities, and that does, you know, we shouldn't be sat down on our duffs doing nothing with that. There's so much talent, so much ability, you know, so many God-given gifts that we need to be using. Some people can teach. Some people can sing. Some people can encourage. Some people can serve. People can do different things, you know?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to do nothing.
Well, change your attitude and do something. Come on now. You see, we all have a part to play, and you're all very important to the body of Christ. Because once again, we are supposed to be in unity, working together. Everyone say, working together.
Working together.
Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 to 16 in the New Living. And it says, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way, more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body, now what's that little word there? Fit. Fit together perfectly, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow, so the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So we see that we all have a part to play, and we see what happens when we work together. It helps the other parts grow. When you're serving, you're helping the other person out. When you're doing something, you're helping your neighbor out. And when you're helping your neighbor out, you're helping the body of Christ grow. You're helping things move forward. You're getting things done. Lives are being changed and transformed. Amen? Because of your obedience to follow through with your job, what God has placed on you, come on now. When we're working in unity, and we're working as a unit, things are going to get changed. Amen? All right, let's keep going. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is what? Healthy. And growing and full of love. Where there's no love, you're going to find discord. I'm not talking about the video game, guys. But I'm talking about discord. I'm going to talk about not getting along. Friction. And when you have discord, come on now. Brothers and sisters, families, you know, friends are going to be fighting. You know, the body of Christ is not going to be effective. You're going to have issues in the church, in the ministry. You know, department leaders or people in the different departments are going to be at it, and, you know, leadership's going to have issues, and it's just going to be a big mess, you know? Oh, Lord, what are we going to do? Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to understand that who makes? The Lord makes the whole body fit together perfectly. So we're going to start thinking about, you know what, this is not about me, but this is about those around me, on how I can be a positive influence, how I can help people out, how I can be, you know, a blessing to someone else, so we can work together as a team, so we can be in unity, because let me tell you something, that's what God wants. We're supposed to be working together. Everyone say, working together.
Working together.
That's good. Now, guys, we can keep going talking about scriptures, about the togetherness and unity, and, you know, and I think biblically we've proven that this is a very important topic, in a sense, you know, coming together, that we have a part to play, that we have something to do. Amen? Do you agree with me on that? Now, let's look at another instance here. I want to look at this story. Turn over your Bibles to Acts chapter 4. That's where we're going. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. We see a couple guys here by the name of Peter and John. Okay? And I'll give a little bit of background to this here. It says, when Peter and John was before the Jewish council in Acts 4, we see that they had a kind of a heated discussion with the Jewish leaders. And now, Peter and John were full of the Holy Ghost, Scripture says, and they spoke with boldness, and the leaders couldn't deny the fact that something miraculous was happening in their midst, that these guys were full of the Holy Ghost. So now these religious guys, they didn't want to have really anything to do with this because this was messing up their way, their plan of thinking, and you know their rituals and their religious things. And so they kicked the boys out, and they met together, and you know they're like, listen, we got to stop these guys from spreading this propaganda. This is what they were calling it, right? We got to stop these guys from sharing this propaganda. So they called Peter and John back in to the council, and the council says, okay, guys, listen, here's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to let you go free. But you're going to have to stop teaching in the name of Jesus. And the boys looked at him and was like, we are not going to disobey the call that God has placed on us. We are going to continue doing what we're going to do. So this kind of left those religious guys in a bit of a, what are we going to do? Because they knew if they arrested them, there would be a riot, because at that point, there was about 5,000 people that were waiting outside. And so because of what took place, a riot was averted, because there was a bunch of believers out there that knew what John and Peter were saying was true. But here's what happened after they were freed. In verse 23, it says, as soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said. Now, just go back to that verse again, sorry. As soon as these guys left that council, it doesn't say they went into hiding, and they didn't go out and started telling complete strangers about what just happened to them, but instead, as soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers. They went back to their people. Do you hear me? Okay? And told them what the leading priests and elders had said. Next verse. Now, this is what happened. When they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. It doesn't say that they were separated and they went in their own little prayer closets in the little corners, but they came together and they prayed about the situation. Once again, there's no division here. They went back to their own people, to people that were like-minded, people that were going to build them up, that was going to encourage them, and that was, you know, the same mindset as what they were. And look, and then they prayed together in prayer to God. Oh, sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, and then we can just go on with the prayer. You know, and they prayed together. You see, guys, instead of, you know, when we're facing trials and things and we're taking it to Facebook, maybe we need to take it to our crazy friends that will stand with us and believe with us. Maybe we need, you know, to get our connection going on, that we got people that we know that will pray with us and that will stand with us. Amen? It's important to have people that are like-minded. Faith City Church is full of like-minded people. Come on now. I mean, there's people in here, they will pray with you. They will cry with you. We've seen they'll dance with you. You know? They'll celebrate with you. You know, the last little while, my family, we've had a few hard shots, a few hard things happen. But you know what? It was overwhelming to see how our church family came and gathered around us and kept us and lifted us up and encouraged us when we were in some low points. And I'm going to tell you what, I've never seen this more true than what I have in the last 2 months than what I've seen, you know, my whole entire life. That when you got like-minded people that will come and surround you, pray with you, stand with you, encourage you, build you up, come on now. That's what the body of Christ is all about, and that's what we're seeing, amen? And that's what we need to continue growing. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Another instance here, and this is my favorite one. Turn over into Luke chapter 5. Is this good? Yeah. Luke chapter 5, verse 17 to 26. It says, one day, while Jesus was teaching, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law were sitting nearby. It's kind of funny that all these religious guys are always hanging out with Jesus, even though they didn't like him. Always listening to him, eh? And they were sitting nearby. It seemed that these men showed up from every village in all of Galilee and Judea, as well as from Jerusalem. Well, these guys came from everywhere. And the Lord's healing power was strongly with Jesus. Wow, that's a big screen for two words. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a sleeping mat, and they tried to take him inside to Jesus. But they couldn't reach him because of the crowd. So they went up on the roof and took off some tiles, and then they lowered the sick man on his mat down into the crowd right in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man, "Young man, your sins are forgiven." But the Pharisees and teachers of religious law said to themselves, "Who does he think he is? That's blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And immediately, as everyone watched, the man jumped up, picked up his mat, and went home praising God. Everyone was gripped with great wonder and awe, and they praised God, exclaiming, "We have seen amazing things today. Woo-hoo!" You see, here was this guy, and he was sick for a while. He was paralyzed, man. He couldn't get up, he couldn't move. But let me tell you something. He had some friends that had faith. Come on now. And his crazy friends, they were so full of faith that they're like, "You know what? We need to get our buddy here over to Jesus. Because we know that if Jesus sees him, come on now, there's going to be some changes in this guy's body." And what did they do? They threw him on a mat and they dragged him through town, brought him over to the house, and it was full. So what'd they do? They were determined. You see, these guys came together in unity, and they came up with a plan. "We're going up on the roof." That would not necessarily be my first train of thought, you know? But these guys, what'd they do? They hopped up on the roof, and they started putting in a skylight. And they were moving tiles. Scripture says they took out tiles from the roof. And then as Jesus is teaching, I can only imagine Jesus in the room there in the house talking away, and he's teaching, and all of a sudden, wow, you know, automatic roof opener. What's going on here, you know? And then all of a sudden you see this thing coming down through the roof, and it's a guy on a mat, you know? And then you see four guys, "Hey, you know, he's sick, fix him," you know? And so you got these guys, and they're on the roof. This young man now is in front of Jesus. And what does Jesus do? He tells him his sins are forgiven. And then the religious guys lose their mind, but that's besides the point. And then he says, "Get up, grab your mat, and walk." And what did the young man do? He hopped up, buddy. Come on now. And that's because he had some people that surrounded him and that believed with him and that was encouraged that, you know what, we can do this. And they wouldn't let a roof stop them. You see, sometimes, you know, we're like, "Oh yeah, we're going to go with a friend. We're going to take care of business." And then we get there and we hit our first roadblock. It's like, "No, we're done." But no, you don't stop there, baby. Come on. You start climbing up. Sometimes it's going to be a little tough when you're carrying your buddy on a mat trying to get up on the roof. But let me tell you something. When you get up on that roof, you come to another roadblock. Oh, it's solid here. What are we going to do? You're going to rip that sucker open. Because, you know what? The answer is just right there. You just got to dig for it. You just got to get it. You just got to receive it. And that's what they did. They opened up the tiles. They dropped the man down. And boom, he was healed. Amen? You see, it pays to have some crazy friends. So let me ask you this question. Do y'all have any crazy friends? Ed's my crazy friend. I love you, Ed. See? He's my crazy friend. Ed, I would lower you through a roof any day. Yes. I made it. We need three more guys that's going to help lower Ed through the roof. Any takers? Anyone else? But you know, you get it, guys? It's amazing what happens when people come together. It might seem like the situation is, you know, overcrowded. It might seem like that it's going to be a bit of a struggle to weave your way in through and do what needs to be done.
Come on now, it might be a bit of a struggle that you got to get through the roof. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Amen. You know, there's no roof too high. There's no ceiling too thick. There's no mat or person too heavy. Because when you got your crazy friends, they're going to help you carry that load. And they're going to help you get it to Jesus. They're going to help you get your answer. They're going to help you see the big change and the big turnaround in your life. And you know what? Not only that, they're going to be there to celebrate with you. Because they're not only there when things are down, but they're there when things are happy. They're there that's going to praise Jesus together too. They're going to dance with you. They're going to shout with you. You know? And that's what we need. Enough of this being divided. Enough of this being separated. But we need to come together as a band of believers. Come on now. As a family of God. As members of one body, working together to do what we are supposed to be doing. Amen? Come on. We're called to be something. We're called to do something. Amen? All right. You guys, I don't know if you're getting it or not. One more. Let me give you one more. All right? Can you take it? Can you handle it? I don't care. You're going to get it anyway. Acts chapter 2. I like the book of Acts. Anyone else like the book of Acts? It's pretty good. Acts chapter 2. Because this is what else happens when people are together. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. And it says, and I think we all know this, but on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Well, pretty much like tonight, we're all meeting together in one place, a bunch of believers. Ooh. What happens? Suddenly, everyone say suddenly.
Suddenly.
There was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. That sounds like I don't even know. Flame. You get the picture. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames of tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was what? Filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. You see, there was 120 people sat together and they were in unity praying and worshiping the Lord. And then what took place? The Holy Spirit came down like a crazy cyclone and turned that place upside down. And then there was the physical manifestation of tongues of fire coming down on people's heads, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit because people were in unity. Do we have anybody in here that's in unity? Anybody in here? See, come on now. We need to shake off some lazies a little bit, and we need to start praising the Lord a little bit. Come on, we need to start praising them together in this place. We need to start thanking them for who he is and that we have the breakthrough, that we have the victory. Come on now, that you know what? Diseases has to go. Come on now, lack has to go. We need to thank the Lord together that we have the answer to these problems. Come on now, that we have more than enough, that our bodies are healed, healthy, and whole, that our children are protected, amen? That our government is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Come on now. Woo-wee! I'm going to preach myself happy. You can come along for the ride if you want to or not. It's up to you. But the Holy Spirit came down and changed the world as we know it. Amen? Now, this brings us to my next point. That was just the introduction. No, I'm joking. I pulled it past aroma. I think we kind of get the picture of what happens when people come together. When we mix our faith in God with unity in the body of Christ and we get connected up with some crazy people, Pastor Hagin puts it this way. You take the natural and the supernatural, and you mix it together, and you make an explosive force for God. How many explosive forces for God is in this place? Stand on your feet. Come on. I think it's time to let loose just a little bit. All right? I think it's time for us to, you know, let's just focus on God for a few minutes. And let's just thank Him. You know, that we're all be able to be here together. And that we're all able to worship Him together. And you know, we're going to put aside our differences because we're here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on now. Come on, we're not going to harbor no bitterness towards anybody. We're not going to harbor any hatred towards anybody. Forgiveness and love is flowing in this place right now. Come on. Healing is flowing in this place right now. We're going to let go and let God because we're all one in the family. Come on. We're all in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that you are flowing through our bodies, that you are flowing through this group of people, that we are united as one, that we are the body of Christ, that we are stronger, that we are growing, that we are reaching more and more people with the gospel, that we are a powerful, explosive force. We cannot be stopped. The gates of hell are trembling when they hear us. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. You are so good, Lord. You are so good, Lord. Come on, it's so good when you hear corporate praise and worship. The devil hates it, man. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so good. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the victory in our lives. We thank you that we have more than enough. We thank you that Faith City Church is growing. We thank you that this church is reaching more and more people. That this is a church united across the generations. The different backgrounds, the different colors of skin, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. We are united in you, Lord. We belong to you, Father. We choose you to live for you, to go with you. Hallelujah! Yes! Woo! Come on. Sometimes you got to get a little happy. Sometimes you got to make yourself get happy. Yes! Ha ha ha! Ha ha! See, the devil's going to try and sneak in and say, no, no, that's all fake, right? That's all fake. That's not real. You don't like so-and-so. Well, look what they've done to you. Or what do you think they think about you? No, Mr. Devil, you're wrong. I've forgiven them. I'm set free from that resentment. That's gone. I love them. They're my favorite, Mr. Devil. I like them now. I don't like you, though, Mr. Devil. We got unity. We're together. We got things flowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I don't know about you, but it's a lot better when you're working together and doing stuff. It's a lot better when you're working together or when you're dancing together or when you're shouting together or when you're eating together. Amen? Because this being an island unto yourself and being separated, that's for, I don't even know what, the birds even fly together. Right? Even the animals gather up. And us as believers, we need to be together. Working together. Getting the job done. Let me tell you something. Faith City Church, we're about to explode. That has been in my spirit for months. Is that pastor's been talking about the new sanctuary. We're preparing for rain, baby. Because that 1,000-seat auditorium, people might look at that and they look around and it's like, I don't see 1,000 people here yet. That's right, yet. But you hear them? You hear them? Hear them marching up the stairs to the church? Come on, you hear them? Come on, you hear them? Come on. Come on, let's hear those footsteps. You hear those footsteps? I hear this church growing. I hear a lot more viewers on TV. Come on, I see TV ratings going through the roof. I see Spirit Alive being international. Come on now, I see more channels coming online. Come on now. I see Pastor Roma going to a whole new level in the ministry. Come on now. Come on now. I see this church body doing more. Oh, they're like, oh, great. Come on now. Get ready for rain, baby. You got to prepare. And I believe we're in the preparation stage right now. Because when the doors blow off of this thing, open up the floodgates. Because look out. This church has been, this increase in this church in the last few months financially has been unreal. And we've seen the teaching in this church go through the roof. We have the resources and we have the content. Come on now. Because we have the answer. His name is Jesus Christ. So when we're working together, things are going to take place. Faith City Church is going to grow. Spirit Alive is going to grow. Anyone connected to this ministry is going to grow. And we're going to see some cool things take place. Are you with me? But you see, that just can't work on just pastor's faith or Miss Anita's faith or my faith or the staff. That's the church body's faith. We have to work together. We have to stand together. Amen? Now we're going to do one more thing before we disperse and go our own individual ways. But we're going to stretch our hands towards our pastors. And we're going to bless them. And we're going to do this as a body of tonight. As the church body. We're going to pray over our pastors because they're going to need the strength and the energy. Come on now. Because Sully and Solo, they're a handful of those pups. Amen? But we're going to pray over our pastors. And we're going to believe blessings upon them. That the old woodpeckers is not going to bother them anymore. They've had issue with woodpeckers. And we come against the woodpeckers now in the name of Jesus. Amen? But Father God, we thank you for Pastor and Miss Anita. And Father, we thank you for increase in their life. And Father God, you're giving them strength, energy, abilities, finances, tools, resources, whatever they need to get into the next stage of their ministry. But Father God, we thank you that this ministry is growing, reaching more and more people. All I hear is greater impact. I hear blessing explosion coming. I hear people marching into this place. Father God, I thank you right now for Pastor and Miss Anita. Lord, I thank you for their lives, that they are healed, healthy, whole, protected, and blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give them the glory. Give them the praise tonight. Come on. Thank the Lord for what he's going to do, what he's done already. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. All right, y'all settle down. You're getting too rowdy. No. Now, if you're in this place with every head bowed, every eye closed, and you're like, well, Pastor Steve, you're as crazy. You're nuts, man. Oh, yeah, I know. My wife tells me that all the time. But what you said made half sense. And you know what? I need to make sure I'm connected up. I need to make sure that I am connected to the body of Christ. I need Jesus. I need to make sure I'm connected with Jesus. I need to make sure that I'm connected with the body of Christ. I'm a part of that. If that's you and you're in this place and you feel like you're not firing on all cylinders for God, if you feel like you're not connected up the way you need to be connected up, with every eye closed, every head bowed, I don't want no one looking around, just out of respect. If you're in this place and you're feeling like that, you need to get back on track with God, or you need to make things right with God, I want you to slip up your hand real quick if that's you. If you need to get back on track with God, make sure everything is hunky-dory. You and God are tight. You're in unity. That, you know what, you're not harboring nothing from anybody in your life. Come on. Huh? I see those hands. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray a prayer together, and everybody's going to repeat after me. And you watching at home, you're going to pray with me as well. And at the sound of my voice, we're all going to pray it together. Say, Jesus, tonight I choose to follow you 100%. I'm a part of the body of Christ. I'm in the church. I choose to follow you today. Thank you for taking away my sin and giving me all those blessings. I love you, Lord. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for loving me. I commit myself to you tonight. 100%. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, give a big shout of praise to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I don't know about you, but I done preached myself happy. I feel good. Anyone else feel good? Come on now. So that's good, man. We're all connected up. We're all in unity. We're all best friends. Hallelujah. Oh, it's so good. Well, Pastor, you got anything you want to say? No. Get out. Well, we're so glad you guys came. We'll see y'all on Sunday morning.